Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Vallo steals third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa misplays the ball. That's an error on Walesa. Clift scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. There goes Cullenbine. The throw from Wagner and Cullenbine is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wałęsa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wałęsa moves to second. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbein hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into Blair, who tags Cullenbein trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Wałęsa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wałęsa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Krivic scores. Suter moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Suter scores. Johnson moves to second. It's Athletics, 2. Browns, 2. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walesa takes first base on ball 4. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Marchildon bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Walesa moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clift takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine bunts towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Clift scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive to right field. Vallow throws towards Suter. Suter fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Suter. Stevens goes all the way around to score. Swift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris bunts for an out with unknown description. Swift moves to third. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walesa hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Loy Hanning now pitching. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Fred Caligiuri now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Bob Swift. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 4 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Loy Hanning. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Klift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Klift reaches second base with a double. Eldon Ocker pinch runs for Harlund Klift. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.